What's the next step in terms of treatment of this disease? Any new trials out there, new strategies being looked at?
There's a new trial that we're starting at our institution that'll look at adding additional monoclonal antibodies to this therapy, just as there are in a lot of the other tumor types that are, for some reason, not responding to single-agent PD-1 therapy. So looking at other checkpoints like LAG-3 or TIM-3, the study that we have that will open for this cohort of patients will be a PD-1 plus a LAG-3 antibody.
Can you talk more about that whole concept of, other checkpoints and what LAG-3 is? And also, I guess at least one agent is relatlimab. What we know about these?
The data is still emerging, so we don't know a whole lot about them. But when you give patients with cutaneous malignancies in particular, is that what I specialize in? You see patients who are either primarily refractory to the treatment, that is, they never respond and they continue to grow, or they are secondary refractory, that is, they have an initial response and then their tumor starts to grow for some reason. And it's really not clear why that is. In terms of the secondary refractory, is there some T cell exhaustion developing with other checkpoints then becoming overexpressed like TIM-3 and LAG-3? And therefore, if you can add blocking antibodies against those agents, you may be able to again induce the immunoresponse. So that's where the studies are going. Whether they'll pan out or not in the long run remains to be seen, but certainly very encouraging.
Do these agents have any single agent activity?
Not a whole lot. I think really the PD-1 backbone is going to be the key.